Stop 14. The cyanide tanks. These corrugated iron tanks are from a cyanide plant that was used for extracting gold from the tailings. Cyanide is a poison, most famously used to murder the diabolical Russian monk Rasputin. But cyanide liquefies gold, and what happened here was the miners filled a tank with a little cyanide in a water solution, then added the crushed quartz tailings. Over 3 days, the cyanide seeped through the tailings and dissolved the gold into a liquor. The liquor then drained through charcoal, which caught the gold. The charcoal was then smelted, leaving the gold. Very clever. But where there's gold, there's arsenic, the renowned poison of kings and the king of poisons, because gold and arsenic always pile up together. In fact, to find gold, prospectors often look for arsenic. I know this is getting pretty toxic, but it could get worse, because when you combine cyanide and arsenic, you get mustard gas, the biological weapon of World War I. The only way to stop the mustard gas is to add lime. So, see, on the high side of the track just ahead of you, you see a small pile of what looks like white clay enclosed by a low fence. That's the lime, and the miners mixed in the lime to reduce the acidity and so prevent the cyanide and the arsenic generating the mustard gas. A real cocktail. Cheers. But rest assured it's safe to be here. Just don't disturb the dirt. This cyanide plant was established during the 1890s, then reworked by men who'd lost their jobs in the Great Depression of the 1930s, and worked again in the 1950s, simply adding more layers to the story at Eureka Reef. Next stop is the brilliant Cornish Chimney, at stop 15, 70 metres up the track. So pause this and restart on track 15.